From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine takes a new step to try to stop the spread of separatism in its eastern regions. And the White House comes under renewed criticism for its handling of a 2012 attack in Libya. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Ukraine has restored military conscription to deal with increasingly violent pro-Russian separatists who have seized buildings in cities across the nation's Russian-speaking east. Interim President Oleksandr Turchynov signed the conscription decree on Thursday. Hours earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin demanded that Ukraine withdraw all military personnel from its troubled eastern region near the Russian border. Mr. Putin made the demand in a phone conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who meets with U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday in Washington. Russia's Interfax news agency says Mr. Putin also stressed the need for a broad national dialogue in Ukraine involving all regions and political forces. Turkish police have fired tear gas and water cannons at demonstrators marking International Workers' Day, also known as May Day. In Istanbul, police fought with protesters attempting to reach Taksim Square, the usual site of May Day rallies. 1 year ago today, May Day demonstrations in the Turkish financial center grew into a large-scale anti-government protest movement. In other May Day commemorations around the world, Russian workers marched on Moscow's Red Square in a display of patriotism and loyalty to President Putin. Rallies also took place across Asia. In the Philippine capital, Manila, thousands of workers and activists took to the streets to demand higher wages to offset rising living costs. The Obama administration is facing renewed scrutiny from opposition Republicans and the news media for its handling of the 2012 terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. The attack killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
At issue is a newly released email from 2012 that critics say bolsters their claim the administration tried to deflect blame for the incident by falsely saying the attack was triggered by a video that insulted Islam. In that email, the administration lays out talking points that then-United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice was to follow when she appeared on television news shows to explain the incident. The email was written by White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes and said the administration's goal was to underscore that the protests taking place at various diplomatic posts at the time were rooted in the video. Later, U.S. officials confirmed the attack at the consulate in Benghazi was the result of an organized terrorist plot. White House spokesman Jay Carney accused the opposition of politicizing the Benghazi attack.
This administration's focus since that event has been on pursuing those who did harm to Americans, who killed Americans, and bringing them to justice, and taking action to ensure that the failures in security that helped cause this or lead to this event were addressed and changed.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Nigerian authorities say an apparent car bomb on the outskirts of the capital Abuja has killed at least 9 people. Thursday's blast in the suburb of Nyanya was near the site of an April 14th bombing at a bus station where at least 75 people were killed. The Islamic extremist group Boko Haram claimed responsibility for the April blast and promised more attacks. Nigeria is planning to host the World Economic Forum on Africa next week. President Goodluck Jonathan has promised extraordinary security measures for that meeting. Chinese President Xi Jinping is promising decisive action following a deadly bomb and knife attack at a train station in the western province of Xinjiang. Officials say 3 people were killed and 79 injured late Wednesday when attackers set off explosives and slashed passengers at the station in the regional capital Urumqi. The official People's Daily newspaper said Thursday the 3 dead include a bystander and 2 of the assailants, but it was not clear if they were on a suicide mission. The rail station reopened Thursday under tight security. And Syrian opposition activists say government aircraft have struck a rebel-controlled district of Aleppo, killing at least 33 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Thursday's attack happened in a busy market. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting for VOA News in Washington.